This is Hyphenated, an audio documentary series about immigrant and second-generation immigrants within the EU, navigating their hyphenated identity through their music. My name is Ron Deutsch. The following conversation took place in December 2023 over Zoom. It has been edited for clarity and length. Music in this episode is provided by today's artist, Lua Preta.
Okay, so I will start. Okay, yeah. I will start. My name is Mental Cat. I was born and raised in Poland. I'm a DJ and music producer. I met Lucia 9 years ago or 10 years ago. We have been making music together for the last 7 years. Yeah, since 2016. And it was a great journey so far, I guess.
Okay, so me. My name is Lucia Marina Viegas Dobro Avelino. I was born also here in Poznań, in Poland, and I'm an MC in our duo Lua Preta.
Lua Preta means black moon.
Yes, the black moon.
Black moon is like a thing in nature. It happens very rarely in nature, just like it is very rare to meet a black girl in Eastern Europe. That was the connection between the name and the reality.
My parents wind up here in Poland for studies. My father was studying law and my mother microbiology.
International students in the 80s in Poland were...
They were more privileged. You have to remember, my parents came to Poland to studies because they were one of those 10 people that had very high degree in the Angola that could open the doors to study abroad in the 80s. But it was a hard time from the students abroad because here in Poland it was a big type of the racism. For me, I have my friends in school, in the kindergarten also. I could never feel that I could have some situations with the racism and even in the school, nothing of this. But I was too young and to understand it and to feel it, but for sure the racism was there and this have some situations in my family also. I remember one day that we were on some party and I came back to home earlier with my mother and my father came back some 2 hours later without some teeth. Yes, he had some broken his jacket, broken his t-shirt. He always wanted to have some nice shoes. He came back only with some socks. Because, yes, he was speaking with some friends and someone has attacked him there for no reason. And he was fighting alone with some three white persons. They just have a problem for him. They doesn't tell them why. So they just started to fight him. But when I was 5 years, my parents took me back to Angola. I remember for the first time when there was not any white people, there was only black people. And they was like, who are you? Why you are speaking so strange? Do you understand me? they were speaking with me like some stranger from another country, but another planet. I was feeling a little bit strange, but I didn't know why, because you are looking like me, you are a black girl, I'm a black girl. Why you are asking me those strange questions? And why you are asking why I'm speaking different? I don't know. That's
and
me.
And you didn't have any Angolan friends. All your friends were Polish language.
I was used it very much to Polish language. And I think I was, for some time, I was very miserable because I like it to play in the snow. I like it to ski. I like it to even eat one kind of the ice cream that I love. But for some time I had feeling lonely and I didn't want to go out from home. My mother was like, go, you have to speak, you have to know this, have to know this place. This is your time here. Just play, play, play. But those years was strange. I didn't like those years.
Uh-huh. Your mother was like, just go out and hang out with those people you meet on the streets. But in Poland, it's much different. You just don't go out and hang out with people you meet on the streets.
Uh-huh. I was like, but I don't know them, mother. My friends are there in Poland. I know their names. I know where they are living. Yeah, I'm not going just to hang out with the strange kids. I have this little nickname. It was Polakinia.
Yeah, you were called Polakinia. Uh-huh.
Polakinia. Yes, it's a Polish girl. And I was like, okay, maybe I'm from Poland, but I don't know if I am Poland. I doesn't feel like I'm Poland from my heart. But yes, this was my nickname. And most quite in the few months, I remember that everyone knew my nickname, even if it doesn't know me. But it's not my name. I'm not one of them. I'm not one of these nicknames. I'm just Lucia. But of course, you are a child. You want to have some more friends. So I was like, okay, let's do this. In the end, I finally feel this. All of my friends are also black. I know what they are speaking to me, and they are with me. We are quite the same. When I was 15, I came back to Poland to finish high school first and then to finish studies. I don't remember if my parents was informing me that we are living in Angola.
They didn't tell
you. I don't remember that they told me that they are living in the country. There was this like surprise for me in the one. They was like, yeah, it is time. You have to go back to Poland. I was just like, why? Now I have to go back to Poland. Why? I don't remember crying, but I remember our fighting sports. That was my maybe type of crying. So then I was a teenager to start high school. It was strange and difficult, but yes, from the few years, I'm always was the one that, you know, they always blame me for something that I didn't do, like, I don't know, stealing, that it was me. But if something was broken and I was a little bit near, the first idea was that I am doing this. Yes,
I think that's why they called you a trouble kid, because you were standing for yourself, right?
They was talking to me a trouble kid, but maybe for this, that when I finally catch it that they're doing everything for me to maybe sometime misbehave. But in the end, I was fighting for myself. Maybe I'm from another country, but it doesn't mean that I have to do something bad for you. I am here for you. I want to know you. I have to have some fun. Maybe I can show you some kind of music or even show you some kind of the food in my home. And then when I invite them to my home, they have seen my house, they have seen my culture, then just finally those strange situation was starting not involving me. It was like, no, Lucia is good. Lucia is our girl, finally. But it really took some time. They really had to know me. There were not a problem to stay with us, to eat some food together. And this was the point when this has finally stopped in some way.
Yeah, they had to get to know you better to get rid of stereotypes.
Correct. and the plan was to came back to Angola, but life have another plans for you, and now I'm living for something about 20 years straight in Poland. I don't remember the time when my parents will sit with us, and they never told me what is the racism in Poland and how people can look at you, but more like you have to feel yourself. There was like more like you have to figure out on your own. There here in Poland is a better life for you, have more opportunities than in Angola, or if you even finish a high school or studies in here in Poland, you'll be on the very good place with the high salary work. But there are more like working on you on the meaning that you are always Luzia Avelino. And this is something more important than what they are speaking or looking at you, because everyone can look at you, but if you are not scared, you'll be good. This was more like them speaking to us how to handle this, all of the situation. You have to remember always that I have spent here something about another 5 or 6 years. I was quite like in home. The staring at me was, I was just like used to this. It was funny for me that when I was buying something in store, the woman was like shocked that, wow, you can speak in Polish. This is very good Polish. I was like, oh, thank you, thank you. You appreciate me.
But I think because you were Miss Poland.
Uh-huh.
No. She was like Miss Exotica or something, you know, Miss Exotica of Poland.
Miss Exotica.
Like the most exotic girl. It was after college, you graduated.
After college, after I graduated, I don't know how I find myself there, but it was like I was with some girls from
International Beauty
Contest. It was International Beauty Contest, and I have won the Miss Exotica photo. Think, but just like, okay, let's start this. And it was here in Poland, in Warsaw, from the year 2012. Yes, this was then, 2012. And then I started to work to this company, which I won this contest. And it was just perfect for me because it was TV also, but I was there more to speak something more about the idea of the contest, that we are here to show you something more, that maybe you are from another country than Poland, but we live here, we speak Polish, we have our friends. This was the start of this. And it was some television, some magazines. I even
present weather sometimes, forecast.
Television wanted to me to present a weather forecast. So to show them that there are blaggers that speak perfect in Polish. It was after communism. It was much better. It was different because I think that people were more used to it, to the people of color or just of the black people.
Yeah, I think that in the 90s, Poland was very open to America because we felt like United States saved us from the Russian occupation and stuff like that. So most people were very open to diversity. But when you won this beauty contest, yeah, you could show the diversity of Polish society.
I think that this was to show them that it doesn't have to be afraid of us.
We met a few years later when you were working for this beauty contest company.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And like 2 years later, we started making music together.
Yes. And for real, from the moment I was like, yes, we are a couple. This is nice. This is nice couple. We like the music. I remember that when we are couple officially, my post on the Facebook was blame music for this. And then that we will start to do music together, it was just like blame music for
this. So music was the reason we got together.
That's right. Yes, music was the reason that we got together.
I could say something about it. For me, even when I was a little kid, music was always like a safe haven for me, like a place where I could get away from all the struggles of everyday life. And when I met Lucia, I felt that it was really similar for her. But what is more, Lucia also created her own identity when we started making music together. It was like a combination of two identities, Angolan and Polish. And I think that is what she meant when she said that we should blame music for bringing us together.
Uh-huh. Yes, I think that the reason why I have this, yes, blame music for this, because when I met Jacob, he knew the same style that I only knew from Angola. I could speak about Angolan music or some even influence of the Angola on the another music. He really knew what I'm speaking about. He was the first person in my life who really could respond me back from this music, even just showing me some example of some music. It was like, wow, you really knew this? I don't know. This is crazy. Yes, so this is blame music for this.
But you were not a vocalist.
I then was not a vocalist. I was not. My mother earlier was speaking to me, you have to start to sing. I was like, I will not start to singing, never. No way, I will not do this, never.
And you didn't expect what happened.
Yes, and I really did not expect this. We were just couple. It was like, we were just couple. Just who likes music a lot. When we met, Jacob was making music from some 15 or 18 years already.
And I asked Lucia to record short vocal phrases for my DJ sets. I didn't plan to make real music, like real songs then. But it evolved, I guess,
yes,
over time.
Because one day he just asked me, Lucia, I need some woman voice. Can you, I don't know, shout something? Or can you say, just Okay, shout, no problem. Then it started to evolve for doing more, but I was always just like, singing, this is not for me. I can dance you all night, but me singing, never.
I was always fascinated by electronic music from different parts of the world, but my background is European electronic music, maybe hip-hop. So when we met and when we started making music together, it was about connecting my background and your background. And your background was Angolan music, like Kuduro music. So most of our stuff is about me mixing African electronic music and European electronic music.
I think so. African, a little bit of Brazilian, yes.
And this perspective of Lucia's, perspective of black girl in Poland is such an unusual thing, so much different than anything else in the music industry. And that's why we didn't ever want to make music like somebody else.
That's right.
The concept of our EP called Polakinia Preta was to present the perspective of black woman growing up and living in Eastern Europe. I think it was the first one of such kind in Polish music history. One of the songs is called Noemia. When we invited Lucia's mother to sing in this track, it was like connecting two different worlds, because it was my beats, my European electronic music, and her vocals coming from São Tomé e Príncipe. So I think that's the perfect example of connecting dots from African world and from Poland.
What I wanted to say more is like, she is singing the song in Foro.
This language is from São Tomé e Príncipe, an island which was colonized by Portuguese, and they banned this Foro language, and her mother is singing in this language. Her mother was born in São Tomé e Príncipe, her father in Angola, but they both grew up in Angola.
Correct.
So the story she sings in this language is kind of similar to your story in Poland. Yeah, you're the girl and everyone is talking bad about you. but you don't care about this.
Yeah,
like that.
And I don't know for running, well. What she's singing that is a girl that, yes, the people are telling bad words about her, spreading a word about her, but she's doing what she can. The words that what she is telling there in this song, there you hear it like a little bit like a spell. I don't know how, but they were mixed it together. It was like, my God, this is Europe, but not Europe. You think that you maybe know this rhythm and the music, what she's speaking to. You don't know, but this is all the time is connecting together perfectly. What I can say is that maybe Poland is my home, Angola also is my home, but the real home, what I feel inside, is this music, where I can give it to you or even make it the music for you. This is my most real home. So I think that music is the place when I feel calm and I can focus on something and can feel safe.
When in my heart, I don't feel Polish and I don't feel Angolan.
Yeah,
perfect.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode. I invite you to like and subscribe at our website, hyphenated.eu, where you can find other episodes and discover more hyphenated artists. You'll also find a playlist of music in this episode, as well as links to more information about the artist. Please consider buying some of today's artists' music or adding them to your streaming playlist. Or better yet, go see them play live. Hyphenated was created by me, Ron Deutsch, produced and edited by me. And if you'd like to support this series, please tell a friend. So until next time, be well.